this segment is about election integrity. Everyone's talking about it. And every side talks about it a little differently. But I want to talk about voter suppression. We normally hear about it on the left. But voter suppression actually is real, also on the right. And it's happening in blue states and ultra-progressive cities across America. Non-citizen voting is the left's latest social justice craze. You heard me right. Non-citizen voting. Fortunately, election integrity advocates are working in 15 states to preserve American citizens. And the key word there is citizens' right to vote. And that's just the start of this new crusade that's showing the path to victory. With us now to tell us about a growing effort to ensure election integrity nationwide is my friend Hayden Ludwig. He is the editor of RestorationNews.com and director of research for Restoration of America, a conservative advocacy group. Hayden, thank you for joining us tonight.
Kim, it's so good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I hope you had a great Mother's Day celebrating your lovely wife. And I know I was hitting bedtime when I asked if you could do the show. So hopefully you've been able to get all the kids
not
down.
Not my bedtime.
Well, not your bedtime, but the kids' bedtime. Thank you, Hayden. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening here. Your group is working on protecting the rights of American citizens at the ballot box by ensuring that non-citizens are not casting a ballot. Am I right?
Well, yeah. So we actually are highlighting the work of an allied group called Americans for Citizen Only PAC. It's a group working right now in five states. South Carolina just joined this right now. And these were some critical battleground states because we're looking also at North Carolina and Wisconsin as well. And they are working to put these amendments on the November 2024 ballot that would restrict voting to, you know, go figure, U.S. citizens only in order to head off the left's attempt to get non-citizens voting in the 2024 elections.
So how, you know, it's interesting because we've had conversations about this, and I had a coffee with some Democrats last week, and they were saying, you know what? Non-citizens are not voting. And then they wanted to, you know, put the lines of delineation between a non-citizen who's here legally and an illegal non-citizen. So can you walk us through how much of this is actually happening? Because I know most people aren't paying attention, but I think it's important for us to be educated, especially if something like this comes to Kansas for us to have on the ballot.
So yes, what your Democratic friend said is a myth. We have really well-documented instances of thousands or tens of thousands of non-citizens voting going back at least two decades in this country. The interesting thing about this latest social justice craze you mentioned earlier is that it focuses on the difference between federal elections and state elections. So everybody realizes that states actually administer elections, but there are such things as federal offices and state offices, obviously, right? We see this all the time in our ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, way back in the 1990s, President Clinton joined the Republicans in banning non-citizen voting for federal races, and probably because nobody thought that they'd ever try this with local or state elections. And if you look at all the state constitutions, all 50 constitutions plus D.C. mention something to do with citizenship as a prerequisite for voting, but only 11 state constitutions actually say it's a requirement that you be a U.S. citizen if you cast a ballot. That means there's 39 states where the left has said, well, let's reinterpret that little clause to say it doesn't stop you from voting in local or state elections if you're not a U.S. citizen. So take Washington, D.C., for instance.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. has passed the most expansive non-citizen voting law. The people who are voting there can include people like the Russian ambassador, the Chinese embassy staff, the guy we've spoken to about this, Paul Jacob, who heads this great group doing this work called Americans for Citizen Voting, points out, under this law, an invading army could conquer Washington, D.C., hold it for 30 days, and under this law, they could legally cast a ballot if they managed to stay there for 30 days. That's how expansive this kind of law is. It's utterly atrocious. And we know that the left thinks long-term, and their ultimate plan is to transfer this kind of thinking. Oh, it's normal for non-citizens living here. They're our neighbors. Why shouldn't they vote in our elections, too? To get it from voting for, you know, mayoral races,
right,
all the way to voting for president of the United States.
Well, so my guest right now is Hayden Ludwig. He's the editor of RestorationNews.com. You know, Hayden, we know in New York that they actually tried to do this, and they have a constitution that specifically stated that you had to be a citizen to vote. I mean, it was blatant, and yet they still tried to do it. My question to you is, how do you respond to someone who says, because this is, I'm going to share the arguments that were made. Well, if these people are here legally and they're paying taxes, shouldn't they have the opportunity to vote for their local school board if their kids are going to school there? Because, I mean, I don't know about what's happening in other countries, but I don't think they let you vote if you're an American legally in France. They don't let you vote in their elections, to the best of my knowledge.
No, that's actually a great point. So if we want to look to the Swedes, for instance, they would not allow this, or in very, very limited EU citizen situations only. Well, the obvious answer is, okay, you're canceling out or suppressing the vote of an American citizen for every non-citizen who casts the ballot. You know, the left is deeply concerned with, you know, so-called people of color and black citizens casting ballots down in Georgia. They always accuse Republicans passing these election integrity laws that are actually voter suppression laws, which never is true. Well, actually, non-citizen voting really is suppressing the vote of a legitimate citizen. So, you know, maybe we should talk about non-citizens paying taxes and the rights that that goes along with. But clearly, if you don't have enough stake in this country to be a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. you ought to not be voting for our leaders. And it was unthinkable before the last 5 to 8 years, basically since Trump came on and the left completely lost its mind. It was unthinkable even for Democrats to propose this. So my question back to the left would be, what changed where suddenly you think it's important to get the vote of non-citizens living in this country, legally or illegally, in a way that you didn't believe Barack Obama needed back in 2008 or 2012?
Well, Hayden, if folks want to connect with you or the work that you're doing, because you do more than just the partnership that we've just currently discussed. You've done tons of work with your organization on dark money, what's happening in regards to voter registration and targeted areas, ballot harvesting, all of these different things. What's the best way for folks to get in contact with you or to find more about your work?
Please go to our website. It's restoration-news.com. That's true. We do a lot of investigative reporting on breaking news on the left. Right now, we're deeply involved in uncovering illegal alien crimes that are affecting every state in the union in the most horrific ways. We also look a lot at the left's Green New Deal policies and the radical abortion groups, all the most salient issues that are affecting us right now. So restoration-news.com.
Hayden, thank you again for taking time out of Mother's Day with your bride and your kiddos to educate us a little bit more about why you should be a citizen to be allowed to vote in this country. And it's been a pleasure, as always. Thank you for joining me this evening.